Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Like we said, Thursday Night Football last night, the Ravens hold on to beat the Bengals 36-35 was the final.
35-34.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah, okay. My bad. It was wrong on here. 35-34.
He missed it.
Because the Bengals decided to go for two at the end of the game and try to win it. There was some conversation, though, even from the broadcast team and Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit on a missed penalty. On
back
the two-point
point we go.
This is after the throw and the two-point conversion. Oh, wow. It's another one. And Joe doesn't complain very often. He didn't there. He just kind of grabbed his. Wow, look at that follow-through.
Too many games end this way. They just do.
Yep.
You miss calls, the whole thing. It's so frustrating to the fans. So frustrating.
I, for one, G, love the fact that Al Michaels just like he's at a point in his career, man, where he just doesn't give a damn.
Made his money.
He just says anything on these broadcasts.
When you got that money in the bank, shorty what you drank, you good. You ain't worried about nothing. You can speak your mind. He be on here talking about whatever is coming to his mind. I'm surprised he didn't start just throwing stuff out. Just, you know what? I don't want to do this no more.
We're not that far removed from him just like straight up dissing how bad the matchups were on Thursday nights the last couple of years. Like that was not like the last year he was still doing that, I think.
Hey man, listen, before this, I think he's about to be like, hey man, Kirk, who you voting for, dog? Just randomly, just how, like, hey, shout out to Jeff Bezos. You know, it is what it is, man.
So off of the missed call there on the two-point conversion, I thought Joe Burrow actually had some interesting comments on this afterward. By the way, that audio was courtesy of Amazon Prime. Because this is kind of my philosophy in a lot of these spots. You get like the Hail Marys at the end of the game. And so stuff like that. Like I thought what Burrow had to say kind of feels like the way that they officiate these things.
Yeah, you're not getting those calls in that situation for the most part. I feel like I've never really gotten those calls, so I don't really expect that. I felt like there were a couple that were close, but again, I don't expect those.
Do you agree with Joe? Like, should they not be calling stuff? Because we know, G. Bush, like, we've been on the losing end of so many different plays where a call should be made and it doesn't. We've seen, I think, the Rams Saints NFC Championship game from several years ago where they don't call the pass interference penalty. Like, that's another big one. Like, these things probably should be caught in those spots, but I do think Joe Burrow's right that generally they eat the whistle in those moments because it's such an important play.
Yeah, it's one of them things where if you're a player, you kind of know if you was on the other end of the spectrum, you wouldn't want a game to be ended on a play like that, right? But at the same time, I mean, it was blatant. I mean, you can't even lie. Like, it wasn't even, it wasn't even like they was trying to hide it. It was just, it was evident. It should have been a penalty to start with. And but I think that's why people like Joe Burrow a lot, because he kept it real. He's like, listen, man, you know, I know they ain't gonna give me that play. I really don't even be getting them calls anyway. So, you know, I think people will give him the benefit of the doubt, and I think that's why he's so beloved around the league. Because he has a cool demeanor when it comes to certain things.
I brought up the Hail Mary thing. Like, I totally get why they don't call pass interference on Hail Marys when it's just like a bunch of bodies all going up for the ball at once. But plays like this, I'm going to be honest, man. Like, Joe Burrow said the right thing there. He's probably right about that, that they eat the whistle. But it annoys me that that happens, because it's time and time again. And I understand, like, the coaches, the players, they're all going to say the easy thing and just be like, well, hey, that's not the reason we lost the game. There was all these other moments that we could have done things differently. But we all know that ain't true, G.
That's not, come on, man.
Like, there's so many plays that actually do cost the game. Like, that was the two-point conversion to win the game.
Right.
If you get the call there, you get a second chance at it to literally win the game. You go for that one play specifically because you think you have a chance to win the game no matter what happened before all those other plays. Like, there is enough evidence that these games do come down to one or two plays. You're winning the margins in the sport all the damn time. So I get sick of just hearing, like, oh, well, you know, the Boy Scout answers are just like, well, I don't want to get fined, so, you know, this just happens, and the officials aren't going to give you those calls. Like, no, I wish that you could just come out and say, like, yeah, that call was BS. It was garbage.
Look, I mean, one day Major League Baseball is going to get phased out by the robots.
It's happening already.
But the most infuriating...
We're all going to get phased out by robots, if we're being honest with ourselves.
Football guys are the most infuriating when they miss calls. Football, it burns your britches, especially on big plays.
You're telling me robots are going to take over push and play on a computer?
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He said, uh-oh.
Yeah.
There's going to be robots who, at some point, we're going to sell our voices to Odyssey, and they're going to have, like, G. Bush AI and Spencer German AI. That's what's going to happen.
An Odyssey station.
That would be crazy. I would sell my likeness.
The problem is, like, you got to be able to sell it and still make money off of it as long as they're using it. It can't be one of those, like, what was going on with the Hollywood strike last year, where it was like they just wanted to, like, pay a one-time fee and then use your voice forever. It can't work like that.
You got to renew that.
Yeah,
renew that.
It can't work like that. No. How much of this game did you actually watch last night, Garrett?
I watched about the fourth quarter of it. Okay. I didn't see the first two quarters, but Ja'Marr Chase was crazy on the highlights.
Yeah, because I was in a situation. We joked about the Alonzo Mourning gif a little bit earlier today. Basically, like, in one fantasy league, I was going against Ja'Marr Chase, who put up 51 points. In another fantasy league, I had Lamar Jackson, who put up like 35 points. And this is one of these games that makes me realize why I need to stop being in three leagues. Like, I'm dropping one at the end of the season. I just can't do it anymore.
I'm gonna tell you what. Like, I'm in like three leagues this year. I'm in four leagues. The buy-ins is way too high. You find yourself year after year, like, not really caring as much as you used to.
Well, and I told you the story about this league I'm going to get out of too, right? Like, you heard it before the show?
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, like, I had a wedding. It was my brother-in-law's wedding. I had planned well in advance that, like, I wasn't going to be there. I was trying to get somebody else to draft for me. And the league, the people in the league voted an hour before the draft started to tell me that I couldn't have an outsider draft because it was like it would threaten the integrity of the league, and they wanted me to auto draft. And I was like, well, y'all told me this morning it was fine, so that's your fault now. And I just went through with it. I was like, it shouldn't be this serious. It's fantasy football.
And people be using that. People be using that as a source of income. They're like, I gotta win this fantasy league, bro.
I can't have some outsider taking my damn money.
Wait, you've never used fantasy league as a source of income, Garrett?
Listen, what you talking about? When my wife first got here, I'm on a K-1 visa, so. When I met my wife and she got here, you get 90 days to get married. And then after you get married, you have a certain point in time to get an adjustment of status. That thing costs like $2,500.
Wow.
So, like, I was like, man, I had COVID, so I didn't work for like a whole month and a half, and I had short-term disability, but didn't cover COVID. So we was getting up against the deadline. And I was just sitting there, and I'm like, man, I got to win these fantasy leagues, man.
He was out here monitoring the waiver wire till 4 a.m.
What you mean? Listen, I remember Jameis Winston being, like, that year he threw for 30 picks. I remember picking 5, him
5,000 yards.
I remember him picking up him up on the waiver. And I remember I taught my wife how to watch it because she's an accountant. And I said, listen, this is how it is. So the last game, we're sitting there watching it, and Antonio Brown is going off. It was the day that Antonio Brown took his jersey off and left.
For Tampa, yeah.
He was going off.
Oh, my God.
Somebody else, I was playing this guy in the championship. He was going off. And I said, babe, it's going to be a problem if this cat keeps balling. I go to sleep. She pushes. She wakes me up. She says, babe, wake up. Antonio Brown go crazy. Antonio Brown go crazy. He leave the field. I said, what? I turned it on. He's done. Later that night, I got the Rams and Cooper Kupp. I had to make a decision between Odell Beckham Jr. and Cooper Kupp. And I like, man, I'm starting Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp comes back. I ended up winning the fantasy league. And my wife got to be a citizen, the country.
That's a very feel-good story, and I'm glad that worked out for you. The guy that you were playing, though, you know he was mad as hell. That's the alternative on fantasy is, like, when you lose a game because some fluky stuff,
that's
like somebody
crazy.
Quitting a game mid-game, like, what the hell is that?
I was down, like, 100
points. How do
you account for that? I was down at 100 points. Only had two. I had the Monday night game where it was the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Browns, and I had that late game. I had a late game where Cooper Kupp balled out, and that's only where I won.
I know you are always looking for new ways to capitalize on G. Bush and the barbershop and all of that. If that's not a movie script somewhere about the American dream and coming to America, and how do I continue to be able to push this dream?
Hey, I tell you,
and that's playing why Antonio Brown in the movie.
That's why Owen, G. Bush.
Starring Will Smith.
G. Bush, the patriot that I am, always believes in legal immigration.
What a story. You're right, though. They should make that a movie at some point. Fantasy football helps women get her citizenship. It's a made for Hollywood. G. Bush, Spencer German, in for Ken and Lyman this morning. We circle back to the Browns.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.